my living room flow. Play Nintendo with Seasonino. Pick up my phone, say Papa not home. Sex all night, mad head in the moon. Spin my V, smoke all my weed. Tattoo on TT, saying B-I-G. Now check it, you wanna be my men squeeze, baby. Don't you, you wanna give me what I need, baby.
I'm here to talk to New Yorkers about what it means to them to have a happy, meaningful life. What does the American dream mean to you, Reckless? And how do you go about achieving happiness?
The American dream for me, I just want to stay black and die and raise my kids. Seems like we can't even do that no more. Kids is coming outside and just getting shot. Can't even do that. The way that everything is going on nowadays, we could be sitting here and an officer can see me talking to you and I could be doing this. And automatically I'm throwing up gang shots. He's shooting me in my back. I'm dead. That's what it is with every black kid. We're wrong because we are automatically black and it's not right. It's really not.
That's fucking depressing. How many kids do you have?
I have two. I have a boy and a girl.
You look very young to have kids.
I'm 25.
That's very young.
I got a 5-year-old and an almost 1-year-old.
5-year-old. So you got a baby at 19. That's not so bad, I guess.
I mean, my mother had me at 14.
No, she did not.
My grandmother had her at 16.
Jesus Christ. So actually, you're doing good.
Yeah, I broke the chain. I was at least 18 and grown. That's what my father said when I told him I was pregnant. He was like, well, at least you're grown and you don't live with me no more. So what can I say? Congratulations.
Wow. So baby's father's around?
Both of them.
Both?
I am not a statistic. I just don't have random babies. Nah, my baby father's not around. They both work. They both take care of both their kids. They're awesome.
I like that. And do they get along? Nah.
Everything can be sweet.
So why did they break up? Why did you leave the first one?
My son's father, which is my 5-year-old, he was just an a-hole. He just did a-hole stuff. Like, he got knocked out standing right here because he didn't know how to mind his mouth. And then there was other things. He was stealing from me. He was sleeping with friends.
He was stealing from you? He was stealing from the mother of his baby? Damn.
And then my second child's father, we're together. He's awesome. I have no complaints about him.
Getting that money?
Yeah. That man did 20 years in the Army. He a veteran.
Can you tell me what you said to me earlier, which was your life goal? What was it again?
Fuck niggas and get money.
And how do you get money?
Oh, I do hair.
You what?
We're not going to say that on the radio.
What did you say? A what?
Boost.
What the fuck is Boost?
Oh, when you go to the store and take their clothes and then sell them back to the people that's here.
You steal?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
How else do I get money? I cater. I do parties. I host parties. It depends on what I can get my hands to. I do edibles. I do a lot of weed edibles.
Oh, you make edibles. All right.
Edibles is about to be the new wave.
They're already. Girl, where you been? Fucking white hippies been eating edibles for 40 years.
They have. My grandmother was the one that put me on. Like, oh, you hungry? Here, eat this. 20 minutes later, I was hungrier than I already. What did you give me, woman?
What's it like being a mom?
Being a mom is awesome. Don't get me wrong. It's hard. It is very hard, especially when you got to get up and feed the baby and you got to breastfeed. You got to make bottles. You got to clean them. Little babies that are under one, they got to be changed 6-7 times a day. Bottles got to be changed, stuff like that.
How'd you know how to do that?
My mother. I had an awesome childhood. And many of nieces and nephews that my brothers and sisters just left with us for the weekend.
But how did your mother take care of you when she was 14?
I didn't grow up with my mother. I grew up with my aunt and my uncle.
Oh.
They came and got me, and I grew up with my cousins.
That was nice of them.
They were awesome.
They just took you in.
Yeah.
Like a little baby bird.
Took care of me, all of that. Fed me, clothed me.
But I bet you were pretty good, though, because it wasn't your family. Oh, you were bad?
I was horrible.
Oh, come on.
I used to get suspended from school. I used to hit teachers. I went to my old high school the other day. They still have my picture on the wall talking about do not let her in. She throws chairs at teachers. I'm not really a violent person. I'm actually a wonderful person once you get to know me.
Doesn't sound like it.
I am. You can ask anybody. I'm an awesome person.
That guy told me that you beat up guys. Big
I don't know
guys.
Him.
Oh, whatever. Well, ask your brother
him.
Next.
I don't know him.
What do you do? What do you do now for a living? You have a job?
No, I'm a stay-at-home mama.
Damn, good for you. Living the dream.
My daughter's father don't want me to work yet. He's like, good, if you want to go to school, you can go to school. But I want you to be home with the kids. No problem. That's what I do anywhere.
Do you have to be home and ready with, like, DSLs ready to go? No sex needed?
No. Don't get me wrong. There are times where he'll call me like, babe, like, I'm on my way. Put the kids to sleep. No problem. They already sleep. I'll beat you to the punch. But.
So you're there in a maid's outfit, just holding drinks, holding crevassier on ice?
He don't even drink.
Oh,
God. He does not even drink.
You found the perfect man.
He'll drink a beer, maybe, like, if we go out to dinner. But other than that, he's not a drinker.
Do you have any love advice for me? How do you find a good man? It seems like you've found two.
Love advice. Oh, Lord. Let's see.
How do I get and how do I keep a man?
The way to a man's heart is his stomach, not his pockets. You got to be able to whip them pots together. And if your pockets is fat, a man is always going to want you because your money, you're a dollar sign to him.
Oh.
You don't have no values for him.
I've never had any money, so I've never had any money to give to a man.
Neither have I. That's
I've only
I
ever taken men's money.
That's what I did. But that's why I learned how to cook, and that was my passion. So when my husband comes home, food is ready, kids asleep, depending on what time he comes home. Because sometimes he'll get home like 6:37. My son don't go to sleep until 8:39. So my son will be in the living room watching TV.
So what are you kids doing now while you're hanging out in Union Square with all these crackheads?
Technically, all the crackheads are down that way.
Oh, these are the potheads.
No, not always. We're the entrepreneurs.
Oh.
Always looking for a come up.
Do you have any solutions for us, how we can all get along?
Not really. Because I could give the world advice until I'm blue in the face. It may reach like one or two people. You can't change the world unless you change yourself. It got to start from within. You can't just be like, oh, well, since they're doing it, I'm going to do it. No, you got to be that one person out of everybody that's going to be like, you know what? I'm going to change this. I'm going to do this, that, and the third. That's how I did it.
Damn, reckless.
Because I'm different from all these people that be over here. I'm a hood girl. I jump double dutch. I braid hair, things
you
like that.
You jump double dutch?
Yes, I do.
Fuck, you do not.
I've been in jump rope for hard every year of my fucking life.
Do double dutch.
You gotta, you know what it is?
I'm not
you gotta,
quick enough. I got these slow fat Jew thighs.
No.
Slow me down.
Actually, as a matter of fact, my baby father is Jewish.
Really?
Look at my daughter's name.
Torah? Your daughter's name is Torah?
Hi, Joker.
How you doing, Rachel?
I'm good.
Can you show that to me one more time? Your daughter's name is Torah because her dad was Jewish.
Yep.
Love it.
Found out I was pregnant, he was like, oh, you're having a girl. How do you know that?
He's like, a Jewish witch.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Cheap as fuck, too.
He's really cheap?
Yo, we was in the house one day, right? He had a bunch of coins sitting on his table.
No, come on.
I like coins. He was in the front of the house, right? His mom got a 4-bedroom. I'm in the back counting his change, trying to put it in my pocket for the next day. He busts through the door like, I hear you counting my change. Put it down. How did you hear me counting? I barely slid it across the table. He said, baby, I'm a Jew. You can never take
Is
money
he
from
white?
Me. No, he's black.
He's an Ethiopian Jew?
No.
What kind of black Jew? Where are these black Jews?
You know what it was? When he went to the army, he converted.
Got it. So the cheapness converts. Let me see a picture of this guy.
See, he's mad black in that picture.
He's not black.
He is. He's mad dark.
He's mad black. That is the mad black man.
Yeah, that's a mad black man.
I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say that.
Yeah, you can.
Can I say that?
Yeah, just don't say the N-word.
Oh,
It's a lot of people
listen,
over here.
I'm from D.C. I've never said that word or even muttered it in my life.
Oh, no, I have plenty of times.
You get to. That's the right.
Believe it or not, the way that people are now, even you saying...
Say
not even black people are saying it no more.
Shit.
Oprah just felt like, oh, we shouldn't have the N-word. I don't mean nigger as in E-R, as in ignorant black person. I mean G-A as in my brother, my nigga.
That's a difference.
It's a big difference.
Yeah, I get
it. You got to know how to use it in the right context.
I'm really honored to have spent this time with you. And I wish you and your beautiful children.
Thank you.
Christopher and Torah, so much luck in this world.
Fuck with me, don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with me, don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with me.
Hey guys, I wanted to give you a couple cool places that I found that you can donate your support to after the recent tragic shooting in Orlando. The first one up is the GLBT Community Center in Orlando. They are accepting funds through GoFundMe. They are focusing on crisis counseling for the victims and their loved ones and the entire community in the Florida area as well. The second one up is the Equality Florida's GoFundMe page. They are the foremost LGBT rights and advocacy organization. They are funneling money directly to the victims and their families. Sometimes it can be really hard to not feel like the world is unraveling beneath your very feet. So I'm going to go for a walk with my fluffy dog and try to love the people around me more and more and not be afraid of the future. Have a wonderful night, guys. Here in New York, it's beautiful, and I think the fireflies are just starting to come out.